morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt at 6:49. We're going to check in here this morning and try and keep your money and get some more of it. We got Craig Milanos joining us, the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. Craig, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. I'm just happy to be on the other side of tax day as our most procrastinators. What do you think, John?
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing, though, and I'm sick of complaining about this, but I know there's millions of others that are doing the same thing. I filed on day one electronically, and my tax return is still processing. I know that there's a backlog, but it is frustrating considering a lot of people got it right away.
No, it is what it is. I mean, yeah. Sometimes, you know, things are left to what I would call a little bit of random luck and chance. But this tax season was full of different pivot points, given the American Rescue Plan modified things. As a professional, I haven't seen too often, if ever, tax law in March that retroactively applied to the previous year, 2020. But at the end of the day, John, it's all going to work out. People are going to get their refunds. We can go ahead and move forward.
That feels good to me. All right, inflation, though, is the name of the game. Boy, a big number last week that kind of, I don't know if it caught people off guard. I think people were expecting a spike. What are we looking at moving forward here?
Well, the reality is we see it everywhere we go. It's at the pump. It's at your local food store. It's raw materials. If you tried to do any construction lately, and everyone's starting to have these flashbacks, a little bit of reminiscence, like, oh my heavens, are we going to be re-entering the inflationary period that was the late 70s and the late 1980s? The government, the Federal Reserve tells us no, but if you're on the ground acting as a consumer, you can't get away from the fact that everything we're consuming is just costing more money. So is inflation going to be transitory? Or the reality is, have we finally gotten to a point with the reopening of this economy on the back of vaccines that we're going to be seeing higher prices trend for the next several years? That might just be the case.
And obviously, when you get inflation like this, you start looking at your allocation of your funds and saying, boy, I don't want to be earning 0 or 0.1% on something when the inflation rate is obviously much higher than that. Aside from your nest egg that you set aside, and that's good to keep in cash, what are your options here moving forward? What should people be looking at to making sure they're seeing things grow?
Well, you know, John, I'm so happy you mentioned that because you're right. I think we need to break this thing down into three areas. That's Wealth Management Group. What we talk about all the time is the very basics. I call them inflation hedges for those safe money assets, the cash in the bank you alluded to. That can be things like just going out and getting good old-fashioned I-bonds, inflation bonds, treasury inflation protection securities. Those would be inflation hedges. But for everybody else, we don't want to just hedge inflation. We want to beat inflation. And the most common inflation beater that I think about day in and day out is just the great power of owning American-based companies, especially those companies that have a long history of growing their dividend and growing their share price. But if it's a timely thing, that gets us into inflation trades. We're talking gold, silver, other things, commodities, literally buying agriculture and energy products. You know, those have been great inflation trades. I call them trades because they're volatile. Points of entry and exit are paramount.
Craig, I got a dumb question here for you. So I play a little bit on just some ETFs. I'm not into the cryptocurrencies like other people. I can't handle the stress of it. I like the long-term slow growth is fine by me. But you mentioned American companies there. Are there any like hedge funds or things that people can get into if they solely want to invest in American companies, or do they got to do their research and individually pick stocks here and there?
No, I think everybody can access great companies of America through a motif or through a platform that best suits them, whether that be good old-fashioned mutual funds. You already mentioned the concept of participating in exchange-traded funds, or rolling up your sleeves and doing your homework and building a portfolio of individual companies. But no matter what it is, the big thing I want to make sure everyone does is we've got access to markets for all investors of all shapes and all sizes, but you still got to do your homework. You can't just put it on autopilot. but no, it doesn't have to be individual stocks. We can get there in various ways.
Okay. I know a lot of people opening their eyes a little bit at the taxes, thinking maybe they get a refund, but maybe they're entering their first year where they were earning some Social Security, whatever the case may be, and uh-oh, I got to write Uncle Sam a big old check. If that's someone that's out there now, I know obviously this tax season's wrapping up, or maybe they filed an extension. As they look towards the future, what are some ways that they can kind of protect their assets a little bit from Uncle Sam?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things that I think about all day long. You know, number one, if you find when you did your taxes for 2020, you were under withheld. You didn't have enough money paid in, so you didn't get the refund. I mean, no one likes to owe. I want to make sure that you're really checking your withholding at the source. Look at withholding from your Social Security. Look at withholding from your job. Put those things in motion. For everybody else, maybe you have to do quarterly estimates. But I think the real discussion right now, John, and this is what you're alluding to, is not only are investors fearful of inflation, I think investors are also hearkening back to what the tax rates were in the 70s and 80s. And let me just remind our audience this morning that in the 1970s, we literally had a 70% marginal tax rate. In the 80s, that fell to 50s. Now, the marginal tax rate 37, so everyone's getting a little spooked. Are tax rates going to be going up in the future based on our deficits? And that's the whole reason I think you see this interest in the concept of Roth IRA, Roth 401k, and Roth conversion, what many call the tax-free safety zone.
Yeah. Greg, we only got about a minute left, but I just want to touch on this really quickly. You know, estate planning is important. I think a lot of people haven't thought of that. Boy, if you can take a few minutes today or this week to start that process, where does one go?
I think I want you to just remember, get motivated. Everybody needs an estate plan. Estate planning is not about giving monies to the ones we love. Estate planning is about messaging, putting the ones we love in a position to be successful. And there are great online resources or network with a local attorney who can craft your message, your last manuscript, and give you a document that's reflective of your personal situation.
It's not fun to think about, but we got to do it, Greg, and we appreciate that advice. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure.